Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, poured up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Talk Radio, good to have you with us tonight. It's going to be another great night tonight studying the awesome, amazing, wonderful, majestic Word of God.
Amen.
Can we get an amen from anybody?
Whoa.
Matthew. Isn't that some? So, hopefully wherever you are tonight, you are doing well. I'm doing very well. West Branch, Michigan tonight, and that is 29-34. All right, 8:07, time to go live. So let's do it.
All right, I'm awaiting.
Got to find the right button to click here. There it is. We're now live. All right.
Are you live?
I'm live. I am alive, and I am live.
Hallelujah. And there you are.
2.8.
There you are.
35.1. We're now live.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, there you are.
Brother Mike.
Echo and everything.
Brother Mike's with us over here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Brother Mike.
Everything's pretty much the same.
Pretty much the same, sort of. And that's a good thing.
There we go. There we go. Shit, Brother Mike's talking. You talking tonight, brother?
I had you muted in the car knowing that there was going to be an unmute moment. Oh.
All right. Maybe not. Well, welcome, guys. We have survived the flight of the bumblebee, or whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. Little Scoot, the pack mule, got us all the way from North Dakota all the way here to West Branch. That's a good thing. That is a real trip.
Are you in Tulsa, Mike?
So the Mike is in Tulsa, yes. Or somewhere. So, anyways, welcome. We're glad to have you with us tonight. Pretty much everything looks the same. Can you hear me? That's my next question that I need to ask.
I can hear you good.
Always got one heckler in the group. I was talking and you muted me. You're all right, brother. I just clicked you on if you was available to talk or not. Try it again. Are you available to talk now?
Sure. What do you want to talk about? Good evening.
I can't talk.
Can you hear me?
If I do that, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can. Glory be to God, we can hear each other. And we're only like 1,200 miles away. Isn't technology awesome?
Technology is absolutely awesome. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a very amazing thing.
Both signals or telegraphs or anything else. Oh, man.
Yeah, I know what you deal with, brother, because where do you find all the plugs in your room?
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
I typically unplug an alarm clock, you know, because I got my work cell and my cell, and I have too much technology, the Apple Watch and the AirPods and the laptop and the blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it's a challenge.
Don't forget your pager.
I haven't had one of those since... I'll date myself if I say that.
Yeah, that's right. So have you arrived? You driving? You flying? What are you doing?
I'm driving. I'm on 75. I don't know. 68-ish miles from the Oklahoma border.
All right. So you got the drive rather than fly, huh?
Pardon?
You got the drive rather than fly?
Yeah, this is going to be real quick, probably. And flight schedules just never seem to line up. So, I mean, I say it's going to be quick, but who knows what's going to happen. I'm kind of fired up for it, to be honest with you, because me going to Tulsa right now makes no, absolutely no sense. So I'm kind of expecting God's going to move in us and through us, and because that's generally what happens when why I'm going somewhere makes no sense. So we'll see how it works out. But as of right now, I'm fired up for it.
Well, just always got to have the eye open saying, what are you doing? That's my deal. What are you doing? You
right.
got a bigger plan than I see. I know you're working right now, and let's see it happen.
Amen. Speak,
let's
Lord, and servant hears, and here am I, send me.
Amen. Becca Chapman, Wilma Tony, Dave and Gwen, bless you guys. Good to have all you with us. Got a good team started. So... You know, I was just testing to see if you could hear me because everything looks like it's set up. But that doesn't always necessarily mean that it is set up. You know what I mean?
Amen to that. Yeah, that's a deal. I've been in the chair and at home and in different cities, and you know, it's always something different.
It is.
Just when you get comfortable in a routine, it's like, oh, maybe not. Maybe you're not going to see comments tonight. Maybe your notes are going to poop go bye-bye, because that's what notes do sometimes.
You know, I'm not glad that your notes went away for you the last time. I'm not glad, but
I am. That was way better than anything I planned on speaking. That went places I didn't know I was going to go. I'm real glad those notes went away.
Well, it just helps everybody realize I'm not the only one that says, where did my notes go? Where did they go?
Yeah.
And why? And if you wherever you put them, please just put them back. It's no big deal.
Right. Right? Yeah, I mean, I've been copying and pasting verses in a Word document that I thought I was going to hit. And, yeah. A few of them we did, but then there was...
What
got me going?
Let's welcome the rest of the folks. Dave and Gwen, welcome. Wilma, Sunday, Becca, Audrey Van Gessel, welcome to you. Good to have all y'all with us. Did you do the shares?
I
did.
So, do you want me to do the whole list?
I'd better let you do the whole list so that we know who's been shared to and who hasn't. So, all right, Mike. Well, I just figured if you was driving, I'd talk to you. If you was flying, I'd talk to you. And if nothing else, I'd talk to you.
So what you're saying is, no matter what's going on, you're going to talk to me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
I got to tell you, man, I've kind of been missing y'all. There's no cell phone signal, no internet signal, no. It's enough to drive you nuts.
Yeah, I set up an hour early at the bridge because I wanted to have the bridge in the background. And, of course, got time change, so all of a sudden, when I had a perfect spot all set up right down on the beach, right on the water, you could see the ducks flying, you could hear the geese and the seagulls, and there literally was zero signal. Zero. There was no bars of signal.
Yeah, you know, usually because my work phone is Verizon and my personal phone is Sprint, usually one of the two of them, at least have a signal I can do something with. But it was just, I don't know what it was about that hotel parking lot and hotel, but, and it's sad because that used to be the hotel to stay at, but even their Wi-Fi wasn't working. I'm like, what in the world is going on here? So I got sleep, so you should be real afraid because I got sleep.
Somebody needs to go ahead and hit the reset button on the router. Brother Dave, I'll try to hold still in the chair, which is kind of crazy because I have a swivel chair every night.
Can everybody hear Mike okay?
Yeah, can you hear Mike okay or no? Or is that, or am I just having a one-sided conversation?
Wouldn't that be great? Everyone thinks you're talking to yourself.
He sounds like he's making sense. I don't know what else the other guy said. Well, I have to get my... All right, thank you, Wilma. Mary Ann McDonald, welcome. It's good to have you with us, ma'am. What a night. What a good night. I'm in West France. I think we've had a whole, 5 or 6 hours of sleep since we left yesterday. Or whatever day we left. We didn't see no moose, but we did see a fox. That was a pretty cute little fox. And then last night after the program was done, we were walking down that side, or we were driving down that sidewalk. Hey, Al Barton's with us. That's awesome. Well, Brother Mike, I think I'm going to let you go back on mute, and I'll start talking with everybody else that's here, and then we'll kick this thing off and get going.
All righty, Pastor. God bless you. Love you guys.
If you've had lots of sleep, we might have to come back to you regularly throughout the night just to help you let the steam off.
Oh, we got to talk about Donnie Jr.
Oh, yes.
All right,
I just
well,
hit me like a ton of bricks again. But it can wait.
All right. Can it wait clear till tomorrow night and you run the show? We'll just take your time. That's not an instruction.
Way to
that's...
put me on the spot. I could if I had to.
All right. Well, I don't know your schedule. That's just a question. Because you got
probably be about like your opening prayer on Saturday night. God bless America in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
That's just a proof that it can be done, even from me. Amen. No,
we're together at some point, but the Donnie Jr. testimony is—I don't know. It's not way long. It's just a lot of woo-hoo. Could I talk for 2 hours? I don't know. Stranger things have happened.
Or an hour and a half, and do you even have the time? Just spend some time thinking about it. It's not a requirement. Just if God's moving and you got something you're saying, then hallelujah. This is a week of what are you doing now, Father?
Amen.
So that's how I see it.
Amen.
All right, I'll catch up with you after a while.
All righty, sir.
All right, love you, Mike.
Love you, too.
I may have to have this plugged in. Somehow. I was thinking maybe you could unplug something. You could plug in right here so that it would all plug in. Because that's going all the way from the bathroom, right? Well, let me see. Anyways, hi, everybody. Good to have you with us tonight. That was Brother Mike. He's motoring along on his way from Texas to Oklahoma. Brother Dan Cottle, if he's with us tonight, he's on his way from Michigan to Texas. And we're on our way from Yeah, that just ain't going to work. But you could. No, I ain't going to work. Just give us a minute here. No, that's not gonna work. Because it just won't work. All right, it's gonna work. Are you getting my messages? Well, in the last 2 days, go sit in the restroom. Bless your health. Spoken by a man who spent many a night in a hotel, I am sure. It's the challenge is we just have to have you can plug this in the side of your computer. The challenge is there's always the necessity of a power strip. wait, that was not requested and it was not expected, Dave. It's just there. Well, just so everybody knows, since we left Williston and we drove down the beautiful US 2, the signal comes and goes very frequently. And there's sometimes that their signal is very good. And then there's sometimes the signal is just not there at all. And then there's sometimes you just fall asleep. And it's not about the signal anymore.
Yeah.
Was that a good answer, love?
Yeah.
So all of you who sent us messages, if we didn't make a response, please send another one. Because we really did try to make a response to you. We love the trip home. We're not complaining at all. And it's good to be home and be with the family. Matter of fact, Sir Ripley tonight is with Grandpa. He's on the chicken farm, going to get up with the turkeys in the morning and the chickens and run around out in the yard and pick up the eggs and all the rest of that stuff. Amen. Becca, sounds like West Virginia Mountain. I hate it here and don't get me started on Maryland. Well, the program always runs real smooth when you're sitting there in that beautiful internet that's always works in our house. But then when you get out here on the road, it's a different story. Who would have thought at the north end of the Mackinac Bridge, there would be zero signal. Zero, like no signal, like zero. And it was pretty cool because I'm like, well, that isn't going to work. Grabbed the tripod and the camera, started walking up on the beach, and here comes a policeman, and he's got a police dog, and that dog is running right at me. I am in that dude's crosshairs, and he's hollering at the dog and hollering at the dog. And I stopped on the sidewalk, pointed my finger at him, said, how are you guys doing? And then the dog stopped. And I'm like, that's a really good thing that dog stopped because there was nobody else on the beach and there was no geese or seagulls. He had me in his sight. Anyways, just another day. Okay. I got wires. Just keep your feet in the right spot. Brother Al Barton, you're in West Branch, man. Come see us. We'll come see you. I'm working on making something happen on Sunday where all of us can get together. So keep your eyes open for that on Sunday afternoon, which is what we would like to set up. We're looking at our schedule, looking at what we got going, and just doing our best to make it all come together. Is it working?
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, if you scoot over this way, you just come a little closer to me. I do not have cooties. Okay. I already checked earlier.
Here we are.
Oh my, come on, comments. The dog must have smelled chocolate. Yes. Well, actually, I think what it was, Dave, I just got one of those, what do they call them, Boida bagels with cheese and eggs at Holiday and bacon, and I had just eaten that, so he probably smelled the bacon and it's like, I'm eating the whole man for the bacon. I'm a law-abiding citizen. And I have never had a police dog turned loose on me. Now, I may have been reaping what I've sowed because I yelled at the screen of the cop show many times, run, because then they turned the dog loose on them. You know, I like to see that happen to dumb criminals.
And you like the taser, too.
So maybe I got a taste of my own deal today because that was an interesting situation. But anyways, I'm over it now. I'm not traumatized at all.
If he has nightmares tonight, I'll record it.
So just keep watching your watching here, and we'll see what we can put together. It would be Sunday afternoon is what we would put together, and then we'd meet somewhere in the center part of the state somewhere. Where nobody has to wear a mask and nobody has to have a shot. And, you know, we could all just get together and be together for a couple hours and everybody meet each other, talk about Jesus, God, and the Holy Ghost. And most of all, have a good time being together as a family. So, and talk about the tent of meeting. Yes, that's the other thing that's going to happen while we're here is we're going to get some more of that done so we can actually give you a time or give you a date and give you a location. And then a time and a date and get that thing moving like it needs to move in Jesus' mighty name. So thank you all of you that have offered to give us the, have a stay at your place. We decided we were just going to stay right here in a hotel in the city of West Branch because we want to be close to our families and just be able to be with them. That's why we're here tonight. So. That's why we're here on this weekend. In the name of Jesus. What else I got to say, love? I think we have all of the technology working.
Yeah, I think we're all set.
Are you charging?
Preach. Yep.
And that's charging?
Mm-hmm.
Effectively?
Yep.
All right. Well, hallelujah. It only took us a half an hour to get ready, but we did it.
Everyone else's day.
How's everybody's day? Well, we always ask for a weather report, so let's have a weather report. Brother John, how's it going in North Dakota?
Oh, yeah, Brother John. We were going to call.
Brother John, how's it going in North Dakota? I think you were an angel of the Lord, or the dog saw the Lord's angels around you, something.
That is
there, thank you. Thank you. That's a little better than the dog smelled the chocolate or my bagel I just ate. I can tell you this. If an officer ever said, lay down on the road or I'm going to send the dog after you, I'd lay down immediately. 52 and holding like, all right, Wilma. I'd
be off to the side yelling, run!
Thank you, everyone, for being a family you are and having a good time. Really, I'm excited. Spring cleaning here, and it's storming here. Hope I don't lose my Wi-Fi. Partly cloudy, somewhat of a chill. It's a cool day here.
Yeah, it was
chilly, but it was a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Grass is out here, and the trees are blooming. We literally, I said it earlier today, we saw more trees in the first 5 miles of Minnesota than we have in the whole state of North Dakota.
Yep.
And when you get to Wisconsin, it's like, how do you guys see the sky with all these trees? We love it. We love it. Hey, Rebecca Smith, welcome. Good to have you guys with us. I don't like Michigan weather. It snowed 3 days ago. I'm sure you're well convinced of Texas, Brother Al. I'm sure you're well convinced of Texas. Amen. Well, let's get started. We'll have prayer. And this is a different start than what we normally have. But Brother Mike's on the phone with us, rocking and rolling up to Tulsa and Blog Talk Radio. And all y'all are here. Looks like the family's all here. YouTube is up and running. Doesn't look like I've got the ability to chat again. Well, we'll fix that just like that. Blog Talk. Yeah. Yeah, and I was looking for campgrounds all the way down. As a matter of fact, we got looking at what time it was. I wanted to be at the bridge for the program. And I said, Lord, I need an angel. That was my statement I made. I said, Lord, I need an angel. And just like that, a car passed me, got right in front of me, slowed down till I got real close. And guess what? That guy led the way all the way to Mackinac City. And we were there on time for an hour early.
Yeah.
Now, wait. Are you guys all on here an hour early right now? Am I on the right time?
Oh, my goodness. Or did, I even say
or did
that.
You guys just say, right Pastor, time? Don't know what time it is. Let's have mercy on him and join him.
Wow. My heart kind of flipped when you said that.
Mike, the phone says one thing, the computer says another, and does anybody know what time it is? And if you could say to me, just look at the alarm clock in the room, Pastor, but I've already unplugged it. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to be together with you right here, right now, tonight. Holy Spirit of God, have your way in our midst. Bless the Sweeneys. Bless the Tonys. Bless our dear friends, Rebecca and Christine and our dear friend Audrey Van Gessel and Tony, Brother Al Barton that's with us. We bless him. We thank you, Lord, that you're doing a mighty work. Becca, we bless her, Lord. All of our family that's here with us, Sunday and Chris Geyser, we bless them. Mary Ann McDonald, we bless you. Thanks for being here with us. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus the blessing of the Lord over all of this family, Lord.
Amen.
We bless Brother Warren Walsh and Brother Chris Timmer in the hospital. Sister Michelle and Sister Sherry with healing from these surgeries. We bless Donnie Jr. And we thank you, Lord, for the healing that you have done there. Thank you, Father, that everywhere we turn, you are doing mighty works, not so everybody will say, wow, that was amazing, so that people's lives are set free and transformed and delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right here, right now, tonight, we, the community of faith, your people, this body of Christ, this ecclesia, we pause right now and say, Holy Spirit, have your way here tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, may every person, those who are alive and those who will come in the future, may every person find your presence to be satisfying and fulfilling and completing, and the revelation of your holy word to be real. We declare it again tonight. The eyes of our understanding flooded with enlightenment, so that we can know what is the depth and the length and the breadth and the width of the love of God, that we can live in all the fullness of God. Holy Spirit, have your way here tonight. Have your way here tonight. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Bless every person. Depth of understanding and revelation that transforms their life forever. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's sing. Let's sing some. I feel like singing. I feel like worshiping, not just singing. I feel like worshiping. How about you? You want to worship? Let's sing Come Holy Spirit, I Need You. Come Holy Spirit, I need you. Come sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thine own gentle way. Come as a rest to the weary. Come as a balm to the soul. Come, Lord, as strength in my weakness. Fill me with life evermore. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thine own gentle way. I put the words in, and now I can't make them make sense at all. Anyways, I like the song, so let's sing the chorus again. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thine own gentle way. Come like a spring in the desert. Come to the weary of soul. Come, let your sweet healing power touch me and may it I need you. Come, sweet spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thine own gentle way. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thine own gentle way. Sister Lane's now going to sing.
All right.
Hallelujah. Let's sing, Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be that living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be that living sanctuary for. You know, we don't always sing a lot of songs, but sometimes we go through periods where we do. And I love to worship the Lord, and I love to be with the family worshiping the Lord. Kathy Angaroni, Velma Osborne, welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to have you guys here, Brother Dan. Sister Gwen, we love you guys. Thanks for being here with us. Let's try this one. Isn't that something? It just absolutely messes all those words up to where they're just totally, you can't even sing. Do you have Surrounded already ready? Sister Lan's going to give us the words for Surrounded. We'll sing that one. Seems to be another one of our favorites. Fires us up here. Just sometimes you get together and you just like, hold it. Pastor, can we just worship the Lord for a moment and focus our hearts and minds in on the presence of Almighty God? Yes or no?
If you don't have it.
Just pausing for a moment, allowing it to shoot around the stars, the atmosphere, and then to land on my computer. Here we go. It has landed. This is the song Surrounded that we love to sing. Why am I spinning tonight? Probably because you're over there. Yeah. There's a table that you prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It's your body and your blood it shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. Pause. There's a table that you've prepared for me in the presence of my enemy. It's your body and your blood it shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. And I believe you overcome, and I will lift my song of praise for all you've done. And I believe you overcome, and I will lift my song of praise for all you've done. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I win my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, 'cause I'm surrounded by you, Lord. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, Lord. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, Lord. It may look like I'm surrounded, 'cause I'm surrounded by you. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. In heavenly armor will enter the Lamb. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapons that's fashioned against us shall stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. The power of darkness comes in like a flood. The battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses and hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend. Your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord, and we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. Somebody shout glory and honor and strength to the Lord.
Well, that's so funny because that is not the song I posted, but it's okay because it was good.
That's not the song you posted?
No, I posted just around it. I didn't post the mix of the two.
That's all right. I posted the other words.
Oh, did you? Yay!
You make quite a team.
You do.
Amen. That post that you made, Velma, about Claire is watching with you and is really listening to the singing. Of course, now it's me, but I really believe that there's a crescendo of all of us as we sing together that lifts up praise and honor to God. And even though you might be all by yourself, whether you feel like you're singing in tune or not, when we enter in, the glory's there. Chris and Sunday, bless you guys. I agree. Glory, Sunday. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Sometimes in the day we live, if we don't have the lights and we don't have the big band and we don't have a rocking, jumping, shouting praise team, sometimes we don't think the presence of God will show up. But his presence is in this room right here. And we declare every time we pray, we make this statement, we declare that that same presence is right where you are.
Amen.
In the same power as what we have it here.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And, you know, there's no distance in the realm of the spirit. And when Jesus spoke, the centurion's servant was healed. And when Jesus spoke, the Syrophoenician's lady's daughter was delivered. When he spoke the word, they were not even in the room with him in the name of Jesus. All right, well, we're going to have to put our confession in about our technology because I have all the technology I need. I got really, really good speed in the audio, and I have really good speed in the visual. And I see it on my phone that the signal keeps messing up.
Yeah.
Do you have that confession to make, love?
I will
leave my Wi-Fi alone. Amen. All right. We're going to make that confession together because no reason for us to continually have to fight this battle. He's given us dominion over all the power of the enemy and over the whole earth. The bottom line is we're just operating and functioning and the dominion that you've given us to function in right now in the mighty name. Amen, Becca. Just a second, Sister Lana, will put our confession in we make. I was busy with my son during the time when we worship, or we would have put it in again tonight. But I got to have supper with my son, which is always a cool thing when you get to be with your own kids. And we had a good time together, Josh and I always do. We conquer all the whole world together. No. Well, if one of the rest of you have saved it.
Okay.
You got it. The problem is, guys, I have it all in all my notes. But when I post it, it just totally scrambles it. And there's no reason to have that lack of professionalism. No go?
Everything keeps freezing on me, so I can't get it.
There we go. Make this declaration with us tonight. Please.
And every night.
And every night.
For all of our technology.
For all of our technologies to function effectively. We declare all of our equipment and all of our technologies function properly every time we come together. From Genesis chapter 1, we are fruitful, we multiply, we subdue the earth and take dominion of our internet signal, our electronic devices, and every satellite that is necessary to make it work. We declare you will function properly every time we turn you on.
Everything we do
as a ministry always succeeds, unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Thank you, Jesus, for the example that you dominated all realms of authority all throughout your ministry, and we walk in your footsteps now. We declare perfect program tonight and every night to the glory and the honor and the praise to the wonderful name of Jesus and to his righteousness that we have been made into. Pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. So let's get right to the word. I want to go straight to the word of God tonight for tonight's session. And we're going to deal with the same story as we did last night. But we're going to look at it from a different point of view. And I think this is really powerful for all of us to see. Just so you know, Sunday, we won. Now, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 20. Somebody shout, I love the word. I love the word. I love the word. I have so much greater respect for you, Brother Mike, because it's a really serious battle to live in this hotel room. Could you imagine this 20 days in a row? No. There was a very strong no shake head there. That's all right. If that anointing's called upon, then you'll function in it, because that's how God works in our lives. Once you get to Matthew chapter 20, we're going to verse 29 through 34. Hold your Bible up, and we will make our confession like we always do. Here we go. You ready? This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
I go do what it tells me to do. Today I will be taught the Word of God.
Today I will be taught the Word of God.
And it is changing my life.
And it is changing my life. Woo!
I receive it as a seed.
I receive it as a seed.
That is producing a hundredfold and more.
Producing a hundredfold and more.
In my life.
In my life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen and amen. Brother Al Barton.
39 years.
I salute you, brother.
Wow.
39 years is a long time to live in a hotel. Whew. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. I love the word. Here we go. Now, last night, we were talking about we were talking about blind Bartimaeus and how Jesus was on his way out of Jericho. And it was Bartimaeus's last opportunity to actually have Jesus walk by him. Because Jesus goes right from this right into the triumphal entry. And then it's his death and his burial and in resurrection and all the rest of that. This was Bartimaeus' last opportunity. Now, we don't know if Bartimaeus knew that or not, but what we do know is that he had heard enough about Jesus that when Jesus went by that day, he was going to call out, and he was going to receive his miracle that day. Now, let's read it here. Matthew 20:29. As they went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men. Isn't that interesting? I want to know what the other guy didn't see about the other blind men. Two blind men sitting by the road. When they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy, O Lord, Son of David." 31. The multitude warned them that they should be quiet. But they cried out all the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Son of David." Now, see, that's going into that inheritance of who Jesus was. He was going to be a son of David. That's a prophecy. And so they're calling on their inheritance as children of Israel. Keep watching. Keep reading. Verse 32. Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. They followed him. Makes you wonder. It makes you wonder if they were part of the crowd that were saying, "Hosanna, glory to God in the highest," as Jesus rode in on the donkey. When you look at Matthew chapter 20, the next page, which is 21, is actually Jesus riding into Jerusalem on the donkey for the triumphal entry. And those two blind men who just were healed of blindness because Jesus touched their eyes were a part of the crowd saying, "Hosanna, glory to God in the highest." What? Two blind men that were healed right on the spot. Right on the spot. Let's go now. We're going to go back and we're going to read, we're going to read Luke chapter 18. That's where we were last night. What I want you to see tonight is it's interesting how these different writers saw different things and were inspired by the Holy Spirit to say different things. It's all the same story. It's all the same people. It's all the same miracle, but two different stories. Now you ready? Luke 18, 35 through 43. Luke 18, 5 through 43. I think I might be tired tonight. Is it evident?
Maybe I'm tired too.
She don't want to say that, but if I look tired to you guys, don't worry. We won't fall asleep while we're talking. And God is going to lead us in this. Watch this, 35. It happened as he was coming near Jericho that a certain blind man sat by the road begging. Hearing a multitude passing by, he said, he asked what the multitude meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And 39, then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, what do you want me to do for you? You know, that's the most important question Jesus asks any of us. Is what do you want me to do for you? God is no respecter of persons. He loves every one of us the same amount. God is no respecter of your money, of your intelligence. But what God is a respecter of, because the one lady, the Syrophoenician, he said, I haven't seen this great of faith in all of Israel. The centurion, both of these are Gentiles, no covenant. Before the new covenant happened, where the Gentiles were allowed in. And he said to the centurion, I've not seen this kind of faith in all of Israel. He said to the woman with the issue of blood, what just happened? And she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Three examples we've read right here, right now, you know, in the last little bit, of people saying, today's my day, I get a miracle today. And Jesus honored their faith. The woman with the issue of blood could have been stoned for being in the street. The centurion, no doubt, had been following Jesus and watched all the miracles that Jesus had done. The Syrophoenician lady was, if you'll allow me, she was done with the fact that her daughter was going to be bound by a demon another day. And she came to him and called him Lord out of time, out of season. And Jesus honored her for calling him Lord. What a powerful thing. And look at what his first statement is to blind Bartimaeus and whoever his blind buddy was that was with him. What did he ask him? What do you want me to do for you? I ask you tonight, what is it you're asking God to do for you every day? What do you want God to do for you, not only tonight, but every day? And I hope that the number one answer inside your heart and your soul and your spirit is, I want to be like him.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I want a relationship with my Father. I want you, the greatest thing I can ever teach you is to have an intimate, daily, personal relationship with Almighty God in your life every day. The greatest thing I could ever do is help you see that he is not a God in the sky with a stick to beat you down when you make a mistake. He's your Father who has given you loving steps every day to conquer and overcome and win. In Jesus' name, can we get an amen from anybody? Amen. Let's keep reading. We're in verse 41. What do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. Wait a minute. What was it about Bart that proved he had faith? Because when Jesus walked by, he called out, "Hey, Jesus!" That's faith. They sang the song tonight in that worship that we had earlier. When you walk into the room, everything changes. Darkness has to flee. When you walk into the room, everything changes. The atmosphere changes. Resurrection power has now come into the room. That's the next thing they sing. We love you. We'll never stop. Can't live without you, Jesus. That was in the worship we were singing tonight. Now, Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." Did you realize Jesus didn't even say, "My faith working for you has made you well"? Hold your place there and let's go look at it. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Brother Mike, I don't know how you're doing over there. I'm not hearing you. But if you're having trouble containing yourself in the band, then click the one button. We'll let you shout glory where everybody can hear you. Because I got the speakers hooked up now so we can hear you better. Watch this. Romans 8, 11. I want you to see something here. But if is how my Bible starts, Romans 8, 11. I'm just not getting comments again. All right. Change the but if to since. Since the spirit of him. Or you can say, since the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. Just say it. He's living in me. He is living in me. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through his spirit who dwells in you. Say it with me. Somebody might want to type it right in. Healing from the inside out. Healing from the inside out. What's that mean, Pastor? That means Jesus laid hands on Bartimaeus. And healing came from the outside in. You and I, because the Holy Spirit of God lives on the inside of us, we literally get healing from the inside of us out. It's like it starts in here and it comes from within, that river of living water that bubbles up out of you and it flows right out of you into your daily life in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, as soon as you grasp that, you gain, hey, Ron Dance, welcome, Ron and Ramona. Love you guys. It's good to have you with us tonight, every night. You guys are back in Michigan, too. We're all back in Michigan, except Mike and Dan. They're like in Texas and North Dakota, though. Or Oklahoma. Watch this. Jesus said to Bartimaeus, your faith has made you well. He said, Bartimaeus, you come to me, but I'm telling you, you are healed because of your faith in the Son of God. You remember the story of the man at the gate of the temple, Acts chapter 3 and 4. Peter and John said, his name and faith in his name has made this man strong. The name of Jesus, it's Acts 3:16. the name of Jesus and his faith in that name has made him strong. Now Luke only records one blind man. Matthew, as we read a minute ago, recorded there to be two blind men. Let's go now and let's see what Mark says. Mark 10:46. We read this a little bit last night too, but I just want to read this. I love doing these studies. I'm thinking Saturday night, we're going to do Saturday night a lesson on how to use our technologies effectively. I want to use your phone and the Bible app. I want you using your computer and the Bible app. I want you using your tablet and the Bible app, whatever it is you use. And let's do, on Saturday night, let's do a study of how to do it effectively. How's that sound? I think that sounds like a plan. How about you? I think that sounds like a good plan. Amen. Here we go. Mark 10:46. Thanks, Al. I get to hug you tomorrow, Al. You better not be sleeping in. He's in West Branch. He don't sleep in. That's just a joke. All right. Verse 46. They came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and said, "Hey, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more. Remember yesterday, last night we were talking about that. You and I don't have to scream at heaven anymore. Isn't that awesome? I wanted to read that. Hebrews 4:16. The doctor at 9 a.m. Is that, are you saying with Dr. Samuel J. Cottle? Love you, brother. Watch this. Hebrews. I'm more old school, so I can use my Bible, the Bible app, and the iPhone.
There you go.
Come on. I like my Bible. I like my Bible better than any of it. But when I'm taking notes, I like to have my computer and my Apple notepad up because it's really good. It does a really good job. But I encourage you, get yourself ready for Saturday night and then be with us. And that's what we're going to do on Saturday night is study how to use our tools effectively. Here we go. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. How are you coming to the throne of grace? Boldly, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So watch. When you come boldly to the throne of grace, when you get there, what do you find? Mercy. Who's that? Jesus, right? And you find grace. Wait, you find grace. That's Jesus. Mercy, that's from the Father. And help in your time of need, the Holy Spirit is your helper. When you get to the throne room and you enter boldly, you get the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Grace is Jesus. Because of the grace, you get mercy with the Father. And then help is the helper, the Holy Spirit, right there in Hebrews 4:16. I'm going back now to Mark 10. Now watch this. Verse 49. Jesus stood still and commanded Bartimaeus and the other blind guy to come to him. They called the blind man, saying, "Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you." And throwing aside his beggar's garment. Now, my New King James only says his garment. He didn't run naked to Jesus. But he threw away the beggar's garment that said, "I'm a beggar," and underneath he had his loincloth or whatever else on. Throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you whole." Now watch. And Mark said it. "And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road." Jesus thoroughly expects you to follow when you receive your sight. Amen?
Amen.
He doesn't force you to follow. And none of us should force you to follow as ministers of the gospel or just your brothers or sisters in Christ. Have you ever noticed that you try to follow, you really want some people to follow God and sometimes they don't?
Yeah.
Isn't that frustrating to you? Because you look at them and you think, man, you'd make a really good Christian. You really would. You'd make a great believer. But until we build the desire in our heart to be with God and to walk with him, nobody can make you. It's like Dr. Barclay always says, if honor is in your heart, honor will come out of you. But if bitterness is in your heart, then bitterness is what's going to come out of you. Why? Out of the abundance of heart, mouth speaks. No way around it. That's just how that works. Now, look at chapter 11, verse 1. When they drew near Jerusalem, they went right from the healing of Bartimaeus to the triumphal entry. And here goes Bartimaeus and his brother man blind, healed man now. And they're with the crowd on their way into the city in front of Jesus or maybe behind him saying, "Glory to God in the highest." Glory to God in the highest. You ever had a time in your life where you were just on fire for God, and then you had another time in your life where you weren't so much on fire for God, and you walked around trying to find the fire? You ever been there? Wait, if you've not been there, in Jesus' name, you'll never be there. Let me tell you what I did the last time I felt like I was there. It was about, I don't know. Well, it was during the time when we were home and my dad went to heaven because so much was happening. I remember I woke up one morning and I just said, "Lord, where in the world is the fire in me?" And what do you think? Everybody take a guess what the first verse he said to me was. You're first.
That I should know him.
Philippians 3:9, Sister Leanne said, the first verse he said to me was that I might know him. Well, that does happen to be my favorite verse in the whole Bible. But that's not what he showed me.
Really?
Somebody else take a stab. Brother Mike, you got a stab at it? Let's see if we got Mike here. What do you think the first verse he said to me when I was looking around trying to find faith? Hey, he's here.
Yeah.
Just surprised you just a little, but I knew you was expecting it at least one more time.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it right at that moment. I thought it was going to be a rhetorical question, but I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Matthew 7. That's what I'm going to go with.
All right. What's Matthew 7?
Oh, knock and door will be open. Seek and you shall find.
Amen. Well, you can't see it, but that's where Wilma is too. She said seek him.
Huh. Well, you know what that means. I mean, if that's not what you heard, you're wrong. Me and Wilma are right.
Because in the mouth,
in agreement. So,
in the mouth of two witnesses, a thing is established.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I was just checking in with you, Mike, making sure you're still awake.
Oh yeah, I got 98 miles to go.
98 miles to go. All right, I'll be back with you in just a minute.
All righty, sir.
Love you.
Love you too.
Now, the reason I asked you guys is just to create some conversation here. And, you know, I'm not short on word at all. And when you remember that time in October, November, and December when I was with my mom, we had some pretty amazing programs. So it wasn't like I didn't have any presence of God in my life. But the first thing he said to me was, the cares of this world choke the word of God. Yeah. Now, the rest of that verse says, the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desire for other things. Well, the deceitfulness of riches and the desire of other things had nothing to do with my life. But the cares of the world were heavy at that time. You were still here in Michigan. I was in Tennessee. We hadn't seen each other in about a month or whatever it was. And I'm with my mom and she's with her dad. And life has happened, right? Let's take a look at that. Matthew chapter 13. Because what many times happens in people's lives is the enemy comes at that point when you're like, does anybody know where my faith was? You ever lost your keys? And you've looked everywhere, including the refrigerator and the freezer, and you can't find them. And you're like, who put my keys somewhere? All right. And where do you find them? The last place you put them. Now watch. Let's go down to verse 22, Matthew 13:22. Now he who received the seed among the thorns, he's throwing the seed out, and it's among the thorns, is he who hears the word. And like he said with the rest of them, they heard it with joy and received it. But the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the other one of them said, and the desire for other things choke the word, and the word becomes unfruitful. You want to say it with me? Help me, Lord, to always see those briars.
Yes, help me, Lord, to always see those.
Right? Why? Because the thing you and I do with briars is pull them up. Mm-hmm. Clip them off. Dig them out. Why? We don't want them in there. What are they going to do? They're going to choke the word like a briar would do in a wheat field. It's going to choke the word out. We don't want the word choked out. And there ain't a single one of us here amongst us that is going to live in any way. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, Facebook, there's not a single one of us that's going to live in a way where we just walk away from God. That's not our plan. But the idea is the cares of this world can become very heavy on our life. You know, it's like this last month, we watched Brother Robert move and Brother Mike and Sister Shannon move. Well, how many ever been in that moving situation? There's no way around it. The cares of this world, I have to pack up this whole house. That's a huge care of the world.
It is a huge care.
And then wait. And then your sanctification is tested because you're like, I want to know who put all these boxes in my house.
You did.
Who put all that stuff up in my attic anyways? And we start making promises to God. I will never keep anything in this house longer than a month if I don't use it. Well, help me, Lord, to always see the briars and the thorn bushes. Amen. That's right, guys. Amen. Wilma and Becca, amen. Here's the reality of it. What you and I really have to learn to do, be quick to see the thorns when they start coming up. And then the simplest process to use is to say, oh, yeah? You're going to try to grow in my life thorn, pull it out, and grab your Bible and go find a chair immediately and sit down and read a whole chapter, even if it's Psalm 23. Why? Because you can take this book and you point your finger at the cares of the world and say, you don't win in my life. The Word of God is always going to win, even if I don't do anything but read one verse of Scripture. I'm going to read it to you, and I'm going to read it for you. I've been praying for God to help my husband because he's a hoarder.
Oh, that's my prayer. She has a different one.
Oh, wait. I better read that right. I have been praying for God to help me not to be a hoarder. Now listen, Wilma. There's people who use that hoard word, and they use it improperly.
Really?
Because hoarders, as those who use it negatively, hoarders have the best yard sales of anybody. Because you'll stand there, and people will have accused you of being a hoarder, but you'll stand at the yard sale, and people will say, where in the world did you get this? And then you get to tell the whole story. Or just stand there and look at them and say, I don't even know what that is. Somebody just stopped by last night and stuck it right there on that table. It was another hoarder bringing all his stuff over and leaving it with you, saying, well, at least they'll make money on it.
Yeah. So is that what we're planning, is a garage sale?
Now, for all of you that would like to come to Pastor Sam's yard sale from the garage.
I knew we were planning something with all that stuff. We had to be.
That's true. If you can get them to have a yard sale.
And bring a trailer, please.
you know, that. No, Wilma, I don't know why your sisters are picking on you like this, but or your family's picking on you, but your sister just put 5 question marks on there. Now listen, from one accused hoarder to another, Wilma, let me share my story. Are you ready?
Ready?
Hi. My name is Samuel.
Go ahead.
That's so funny. Because when we moved into the apartment there in Wilson, the lady's like, well, I said, which of these garages are ours? Because everybody... Everybody in the apartment complex has a garage, and we have a 2-bedroom, so we have a 2-car garage, which is pretty, it's really nice, all right? But the lady said, well, I have several available. Which one would you like? And I'm like, well, I don't know. She said, I have that first one straight out from the apartment right there available. I said, yes, I want it. Why? Just walk out of the apartment right into the, it's wonderful. And because I love her. Wait, this is not a Hoarders Anonymous class tonight. Although we are praying, you listen, Wilma, you and I are praying for all of them to get their eyes open to see the glory of all the wonderful stuff that we have. And I really want to know where Mary Pastor Rick is in this conversation.
She needs to be delivered along with you.
But listen, this is the most amazing thing that happened to someone who's been accused of being a hoarder. All right. Right down the outside of our garage wall is the dumpster for our building. And people come and go from Williston so much because of the oil field that they'll move in, put a whole apartment full of furniture, be there 3 months, and move out. And they don't want to throw it away because it's good stuff. So they just bring it down and sit it outside of the dumpster so that anybody that might need it can pick it up and take it. It's really quite an interesting thing. And now in our garage, there was about 8 people that just stuck their vacuum sweeper right in the garage.
Yeah, you would almost swear we have a sign on our garage.
And there's
right
probably
here.
5 lamps in there, and there's 3 mattresses in there. And what we've started is, you know, Pastor Samuel's yard sale. What we're going to do is just start it right there.
We've had the Salvation Army come with their loading truck and take loads out of there for us. More than once.
I know the Father moved us into that and gave us that garage to help Sister Leanne not be such a hoarder. I know that's why he put us there.
Into stock the Salvation Army.
But anyways, isn't it fun? Does anybody know how we got to this point in this conversation?
I don't remember actually.
Oh, the cares of this world.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're not careful, the next time you try to move, you'll have a whole bunch of stuff you got to move that you just really don't even know why it's there. They probably don't take up much room.
Oh,
well, I did notice the other day when I pulled the car in the garage, I kind of pushed some of it a little bit.
Let's be shocked about the iPhone cases, Becca. Becca collects iPhone cases.
Becca collects iPhone cases. Well, they don't take up much room, do they?
Neither, well, it depends on how many you have. Really.
Wait, neither do the vacuum sweepers. It's not like I got the whole attic full of them.
Are you sure?
It's been good. We got a couch out of there. We got a chair out, a couple chairs out of there. Got a stool out of there for the island. We got a lot of stuff out of there. But what what's cool about the people is they don't just throw it away in the dumpster and leave it in the landfill. It is a really good thing. Can we Did the Hoarders Anonymous receive their deliverance tonight? Can we get back to the lesson now?
Yes, they just stole our word.
Oh, wait. Brother Mike has given me a smoke signal here. Good evening. This is Hoarders Anonymous. How can we help you get rid of something?
Yeah, I was just curious, why do you have 20 vacuums when what you really need is ladders?
Man, listen, you know what happened, Mike? Somebody stole my ladder. So now that's why I get stuck in a hole and I just stay there. Because somebody stole my ladder on me. It's like, what did you do that for? You could have had 6 vacuum sweepers, but you took my ladder.
Well, maybe you should just throw a mattress down there. Then at least you'll have a comfortable place to lay down.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Oh, my. Well, you know, one thing about it, the carpet will always be clean.
Right.
And I have
Mike, take him a ladder.
Mike, take him a ladder.
But now, I really can't cast bones because we moved boxes and hadn't been opened in 5 years.
Mike, they're treasures.
Shannon might know what's in them now, but I have no clue what was in them when they got moved into that house, and I have no idea what. And them when we moved them into the condo. No clue.
So listen, they're treasures, Mike. Don't call them boxes. The ladder is in the storage in West Branch.
There is one there, actually. We need to take it back because the other one did get stolen.
I probably shouldn't have backed you to the log talk. I apologize.
That's good, Dave. That's really good, brother. And I don't have no room for that big old ladder and little scoot, so now I got to buy a whole new truck. Thanks for helping me spend all my money. What we'll do to just store a little bit of more stuff. Well, we started out by talking about the Bible, but we're kind of stuck in the hoarding zone. But it's a good place to be. Did you see what's on that table over there?
How can I see him on Blog Talk?
Here in the storage unit in West Branch that I have, somewhere I got a box of old CB radios and some kind of a tuner for them from way back in the day. And a man stopped by to buy something, and I said, would you like this box of CB radios? You look like a truck driver. He said, do they work? I'm like, well, I don't have any idea if they work. But that's a real nice tuner there. He goes, well, yeah, if you lived in the 70s. He said, wouldn't you like to have it on your shelf just so you had one? And he said, I'm not a hoarder.
You said me either, just ask him.
I told him I was asking for a friend named Wilma.
I'm not a hoarder. I'm just collecting donations for the Smithsonian.
Wait, Rebecca said I go to the flea market in the summer and let the kids go through them and get what they want. They are expensive to buy, and I feel for the kids. Wait, I missed a comment here somewhere.
She collects the iPhone cases.
Oh.
They didn't take up much room, but she had 6 to 8 55-gallon totes of them.
Becca, no wonder you and I are so tight. We got this. We got everybody covered, Becca. We got them all covered. Oh, my. What a thought. Well, for everybody who has a storage unit, a garage, or even a pole barn full of stuff, yard sale it. Hallelujah.
So, Becca, do you have an OtterBox for an XR?
So, Rebecca, do you have an OtterBox for an iPhone X? I need a new one. All right, anyways. We'll be glad to send you some money if you got an OtterBox. Oh, my.
Sam, don't do that. Trader's a CB tuner. You get something you need, and she gets something, I don't know, somebody in the hills of West Virginia will meet it. My guess would be Tinker. You don't know who that is, but she does, so it's okay.
And, you know, I was doing good about being back in West Branch until Brother Dave brought up the comment, oh, what about the storage unit in West Branch? I'd kind of forgotten about that. So thank you very much, Brother Dave.
I was thinking the same thing.
Nope, no money. Amen, Dave. Amen. If you ever sell, just tell the people.
Yeah.
You're buying as is with everything here. We will take our pictures and some clothes for our back, but the rest of it's all yours. Amen, brother. What an experience. What an experience. Well, I appreciate everybody laughing with us.
Yes. You guys are wonderful.
Uh-oh. We lost Brother Mike.
Uh-oh.
Call has stopped. Well, you know, I'm sure Brother Al could teach us all, because Al did the best thing. He bought himself a truck, fifth-wheel trailer. And you know what that means? There's only so much hoarding that can go on when you have a truck and a fifth wheel trailer driving around. You can only take so much and then sell it at the next campground. But you can't get too much, you know. Anyways, well, all of that to say, the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches have a tendency to choke out the word. And, you know, the greatest thing that any of us will ever learn to do in the middle of that day where you feel like, what has just gone on? Probably when you walked out to the garage and you saw everything that was there. Or you opened up the spare bedroom and it's like, you walk out to the living room and you say, I just want to know when somebody is going to clean that room out. Bless you, Brother Mike. Love you. I have a closed-in car hauler. Well, welcome to Hoarders Anonymous, where we help you let go of the old and grab a hold of the new. Jesus said, behold, I do a new thing. Do not remember the old. And then your husband or wife says, but you have a whole garage of the old. You know, that one year. Here in West Branch, we decided to have a yard sale and raise some money. And just like that, somebody found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And how many trailer loads of stuff did
oh,
they give us?
My goodness.
From one hoarder to another, we went and picked up about 5 truck and trailer loads full of stuff
yeah.
from that lady's house. And you know, every time a trailer load left, she fell on her knees and began to worship Hosanna in the highest. I don't know who this man is, but Lord bless him.
Yeah.
And then when the yard sale was finished, I think we hauled away 3.5 truck and trailer loads.
Yeah.
We probably sold a trailer and a half of it. But anyways, I would imagine if you stop by the storage unit tomorrow with me, we could probably still find about 8 or 10 of those boxes for you. John Deere golf cart, winter clothes, most important things. Wow.
Oh, there you go.
That's good. Well, the cool thing about it, Al, you got to keep rolling the golf cart in and out, so you can't hoard too much stuff. But don't build shelves.
Put any of those nets from the thing that you can stick stuff in. Don't do that.
Wait, Velma. And, Wilma and, Becca, did you hear what Leanne just said? They actually have nets that you can hang from the ceiling and put more stuff in. Famous words in my house is, okay, where did this come from? Every one of us. I brought that the last time I went to the flea market. Leanne is speaking from experience. Yes, she is, Brother Dave. No, amazingly enough, Sister Leanne is not a hoarder.
No, I'm the extreme opposite. I will throw things away before I'm done with them.
She is extreme the other way. Oh, Sister Audrey, it's hard for me to carry things in and out of my house. So I carry things I don't need to the driveway and then put out a yard sale sign. I made $60, and with the rest, I put in my car and brought it to the mission.
Wow.
See? See? Wait. Audrey, you're not a hoarder. You are a God's treasures and valuables transportation expert.
Wow. Maybe you can write that title down for me so I can.
Becca says I've already got them. Wait. Here's what's going to come from tonight. Here's what's going to come from tonight. James chapter 5 says, share your faults one with another and you'll be healed. We're all getting healed tonight.
Healed and delivered.
And you know who got the rest of the things. Well, amen, brother. Oh, that's a bad deal there. You are a God's treasure. A God's treasures, transportation, relocator. Goes quicker if you write free on it. I tried to stick some of the stuff I did back out by the dumpster, but nobody came and took it, so I just put it back in the garage.
Maybe next time put a price on it.
Amen. Well, you know, if you, every one of us that love people, you always have the thought, who could this really help?
Yes.
And now, I'll be a good pastor. So just in case you're not the hoarder and you're the other one, have mercy on them. They're just trying to help people. Put a free sign on it. Amen. Amen. And you should probably put another sign that says, yes, it works. Why do you think I'd put it out here if it didn't work? Hallelujah. Does anybody know how to get back to the lesson for tonight?
I'm not sure I remember what it was.
Our Sunday and Chris have gone totally silent over there.
What do you have used with us?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know. It's just so good.
All right. Now, let's see. Velma's like, I am praying for all of you. There's always a self-righteous one in the bunch somewhere. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Brother Mike comes through with communion. Well,
is it time for communion?
Well, here's the reality. Because it is a very serious thing. The problem with being a God's treasures relocator transportation professional is if you don't follow through, then all of a sudden you need a U-Haul to help God relocate some of his treasures. Now, I have found, just from one relocator to another, I have found in the city of Williston, the Salvation Army will bring a truck right to your house.
They do. They've done it several times for us.
You have to plan like a week ahead, but to some God's Treasures transportation relocator professionals, you might need a week. But they may come right to your house and pick them up. You might have to all have a mask on, but it's a good thing. And, it's just, and maybe the same for Goodwill or the Restore or any of the rest of those like that. I would encourage each of you who are the professional relocators, as you are, to make a few phone calls and just find out if somebody would come and pick up from you. Because you might be surprised what you have the ability to transportation relocatingly help others receive.
Wow. That's a mouthful.
That was a big old mouthful. All right. Well, we were talking about what causes us hoarding much lately. No, sir. Ma'am, I was just saving it for you. Now, to Velma, to Wilma and to Becca, I want to encourage you guys. And Brother Mike and Sister Shannon, I want to encourage you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And get focused. This is what I've learned from Sister Leanne. Can you at least go through one box today? Just go through one box.
One step at a time.
Just eat the elephant one bite at a time. Just go through one box and everything will be all right. Now, we got Jesus into Jericho. We got him coming out. And we got blind Bartimaeus and his friend. And this is what we know. No matter where we are, no matter what's gone on in our life, wake up the next day and sit down with your Bible and just say, the number one most important part of my life is right here, because this word is not going to get choked from my life. And you know, really, it's a great plan. I remember hearing Brother Copeland say, the most important parable in the whole Bible is the parable of the sower. And hold on just a second. There we go. Now, the most important parable in the whole Bible is the parable of the sword. And it's filled with great wisdom. And the greatest wisdom, I think, in it is Jesus saying, nothing is hidden from you. It's hidden for you. But it's not just handed to you. You have to search for it. And he rewards those who diligently search for it with more revelation. And the more you seek him, the more you find. The more wisdom you get, the more you have. The more faith you use, the more faith you have. And your life will continually be blessed. I was in your front porch. Al, I finally gave up on the porch and just got a storage unit. But listen, that front porch, I continually downsized that. That wasn't too bad for 20 years of ministry. That's all I had with me is just what was on the front porch.
Really?
I don't think it was bad at all. And then we were able to down, I've worked through the boxes that was there, and that ended up only being about 15 boxes.
Really?
Can you guys hear how she's saying really to me? Oh my. Now, let's and the next verse I look at is, and a tree is known by its fruit. Jesus only had a backpack, Pastor.
No, there's a good point. We are supposed to be more Jesus-like than this life.
Except that it was his house they tore the roof up on, all right? Anyways. Here we go. Let's bring our lesson to a close tonight. Somewhere in that we have a day in the life of Jesus. All right. Now, wait a second. A day in the life of Jesus and reconciliation manifested into an immediate laborer into the kingdom, because blind Bartimaeus and his buddy, not only did they get healed, they immediately followed Jesus and were able to be a part of the massive crowd that followed Jesus into the city as they said, glory be to God on high for Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who's done many good things. So I encourage you tonight and every night, honestly, live like Jesus lived every day. And whether he had a backpack or a 40 by 60 pole barn. Doesn't that sound good, Wilma? A 40 by 60 pole barn? Where it could all just be laid out, you know, flat. And it'd be real easy for the right people to see it. And then they could just, you could even just give it away. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's pray.
Let's pray.
I'm going to communion, Mike. Father, thank you for the good laugh and chuckle tonight. Thank you. And for those who like to collect your valuables for you, bless them, Jesus. Bless them with follow through to not only grab it, but to find the person who it belongs to. And those who are the self-righteous standing around saying, why do you hoard so much? Please help them with their righteousness, Lord. Most of all, help us, Lord, that we fill our containers of our life with you.
Amen.
And may we never forget that no matter how busy the day is, if we just pick up our Bible and read another 5-6 verses, it'll begin to focus us on the right things. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, thank you that in the Old Testament you said you would give us houses filled with many good things. That we did not build and we did not buy. They were just given to us. And we thank you that we have a verse of scripture we can biblically stand on. Lord, may every one of us be a sower.
Amen.
And bless other people, with the things that will bless their life. Most of all, whether we got a whole barn full or just a basement, may we shine as the brightness of you, Jesus. And everybody that comes in contact with us know who you are. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, if you made a comment,
oh, that's too funny.
I don't have any boxes in your basement. No. No, I have some of Joe's boxes in my storage unit.
Oh,
Lord, I hope I don't have boxes in your basement. Are you serious? If they are, I don't even know what's in them. Father, in Jesus' name, I don't know what's in those boxes, but I think I should probably sew them to Joe and Ann.
They most definitely should be in.
Yeah, I didn't remember that, but let's go to communion real quick now. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Brother Mike focused us on that long time ago. Bless you, Mike. Love you, brother. I love every one of you. Thank you guys for being a part of this tonight. For all the hoarders, rock on.
Be delivered.
Ask God to give you a symptom of hoarding, not knowing.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, Dave, when I take people and I begin to show them all my valuables and their eyes kind of glaze over, you mean they actually don't want to know about that stuff? Here we go. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We love you guys too. Do you notice that Velma said she loves us, but she put praying hands in first? You see what happens when people start messing with your personal private sins? You start getting a little edgy and you know, personal about it. And I think I just need another cup of coffee, then I can handle all you guys better.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys. Thanks for being a part of our life. This is great. This is a great night. Where are we at? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Here we go. Verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged of the Lord. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18, there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Thank God for all the torment and fear to be gone from our life. Amen. And usually, all you have to do is catch the revelation and put the right words on the situation that you're in. So we're not hoarders. We are God's treasures and special belongings relocators. There is no fear in love. And love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, you might say, Pastor, I've not had communion in a while. All right. We've had a lot of people say that. There's been two people, actually, who said that the last time they received communion, it was 20 years ago. And they came here and found life and received communion. And so we welcome you. We're going to pray a prayer in a minute. You'll be right with God when we get finished praying that prayer. So hurry real quick and get you some grape juice and bread. Get you some water and crackers, something, so that you can receive the communion elements with us in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody, pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
And according to the book of John.
And according to the book of John.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in.
And I enter in.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Into every area.
Into every area.
And I thank you that you make me.
And I thank you that you make me.
A child of God.
A child of God.
And I receive.
And I receive.
Take your sin and just dump it out. Say, there's all my sin.
There is all my sin, Lord.
I have no human ability to fix it.
I have no human ability to fix it.
Put your hands out like this and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly life.
Pray in my heavenly life.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. If that's the first time you've ever prayed the prayer of salvation, welcome to the kingdom of God. We love you. We're glad you're here. You're one of many who have given their life to Christ right here on this program. Actually, I would say by the Spirit of God that we've got to be pretty close to 500 people. Now watch this. Maybe you're someone that has walked with God for a long time and you have a renewed vigor in your life. Welcome to you. If that's the very first time you prayed that prayer, we're proud of you. And I've got a special set of verses I want to send you. You can study, that you can speak out loud, that you can memorize. The reality about memorization in the kingdom is it's not difficult to memorize what you're using in practical application. Right? The problem you had with Shakespeare is there's no practical application for it. They just wanted you to fill your head with that nonsense.
Yeah.
I never wanted to. I don't use a la cabeza for useless wanderings of unintelligent language. Just don't. Anyways, how did I get on that? I've got 10 verses I want to send you. If you shoot me an email, I won't send you anything from Shakespeare. I'll send you those verses right out of the Word of God. And they'll be a blessing to you. That's how it works. You send me an email, I'll send you one. You send me another one, I'll send you one. And I'll be a blessing to you. Not a pest. I'm not a spammer. But my place in the kingdom is to help people like you live their life very successfully for the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. The communion prayer is on the website right there. And you can go there and pray this again. And it'll be a blessing to you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's bless our elements, and we'll receive them tonight together. Here we go. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion.
For this time of communion.
With you.
With you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit and my soul and in my body.
In my spirit and my soul and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of
in
faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus.
Let's receive his broken body. And now, we lift up the cup of blessing in the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
All things have passed away.
All things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the
is
brethren.
Is cast down forever.
Is cast down forever.
And I am no longer condemned.
And I am no longer condemned.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus.
In Jesus, my dear.
Let's receive his body and bloodshed. And let's sing our song. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Trying to make a bass out of her, but it's not working. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. It washes white as snow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can tell you right now, if I closed my eyes and sang too much more, I'd just fall straight to sleep.
Don't change the praying hands and the hearts around for you.
Thank you, Velma. I really appreciate that, all right? I can't imagine what the kids are going to say when they go through our stuff after we pass. What was mom thinking? Where did they get all this stuff? Amen. This is what we were thinking. God is love. He gives us more as we embrace him. Amen. More to share with others. Now, just so you know, Sister Leanne put in the verses for tonight, and those are all verses of how to help a hoarder. I saw her. She went and copied and pasted them right out of the website, Hoarders Anonymous. Anyways, make sure you copy down those verses so you have them. And thank you for being here and being a part, guys. You know, sometimes it that's a real serious thing for some people. And the most important thing you can ever do anytime is to expose the devil. Because when you resist him, he has to flee.
Amen.
Sister Sunday and Sister Crick. Sister Chris Moore. Rich. Oh, my goodness. Well, I looked up and saw that Nicki Minaj thing. So somehow I said Crick. I just mixed it up and just, but anyways, we love you guys. Somewhere Sunday, we're going to do our best to get together, all of us. And
as many of us can.
And if you don't show up, we're all going to come looking for you. But we want as many of you to be there as possible. We'll give you as much a heads up as we can. And it'll be a blessing to you and to us. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to Ephesians chapter 3 for our closing verses. My. Now the truth. Pastor has a garage full. Mom's basement full. Now just wait. Mom's basement. Mom does not have. Stop in and get a coffee. Amen. What time you get up in the morning, Al? We'll meet you for coffee. Doctor's appointment at 9. I'll see you there at 8. God bless you, Dave, Wilma, Belma, all you guys. Bless you, Becca, Mary, Pastor Rick, Kelly, Delkert, Shannon, Mike, Dave, Gwen, Dan, Gwen, Bill, Gwen, Brother Al, and Gwen. Al, are you marrying somebody named Gwen? It seems to be a popular name around here. Ephesians 3 is my closing verse. Verse 17 through 21. That Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And he is. He already is. That you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints that are in heaven what is the length and the depth and the height and the breadth of everything in your pole barn. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. See, he wants our stuff full. Unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above. That's why we have it. We're living these verses according to the power that works in us. I don't know about you guys, but I got enough strength to list another vacuum sweeper and put it in the garage. Somebody will need it. To him be glory and honor in the church forever and ever and ever and ever. It looks like we're meeting at 8 for coffee, Velma. If you want to meet with us in West Branch at 8 for coffee and sit at the picnic table outside. Amen. When is that? When is that happening, Audrey? I thought it was in May. Hey, we'll just hang out here. Give us a date here. Sunday and Chris, we love you.
Love you all. Are we
close? No, I was just waiting for Audrey to give us a date when that was going to happen.
Oh.
Sunday, May 2nd. All right.
Oh, okay. So it was
me. All right, we got you. Everybody say it. Perfect baby.
Perfect baby.
Perfect womb.
Perfect
delivery.
Delivery.
And a perfect life.
And a perfect life.
Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty. That's a long way for Punky to drive for coffee. Sorry. I got
really
you.
Good coffee, Wilma.
Okay. Wilma, if you guys want to be up at 0800 in West Branch for coffee, I just got a scowl out of that. But anyways. I think I've talked about hoarding too much. Matter of fact, Al, get two coffees and meet me at the storage unit. Perfect body, perfect womb, perfect baby, perfect life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you guys. And we'll see you tomorrow at noon. And you'll have coffee while they're having coffee. Amen. And until we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus
is
Lord.
Lord.
All right.